There are people out there who sit by their telephones and seem to know just when you're sitting down for dinner.
We're offering our customers in your area our basics package, which allows you to try some of our services at a discounted rate.
Telemarketers are what you might call the Rodney Dangerfields of the workforce. You know, no respect. But you try talking into a telephone 5 hours a day, especially to people who don't want to listen. 5 hours. That's the most typical shift, according to health researchers who recently studied telemarketers. And they discovered that professional talkers, such as NPR reporter Christopher Joyce, suffer an unusually high amount of voice disability.
Maybe that doesn't sound so surprising. After all, you talk a lot, you get hoarse. But Catherine Jones, a health researcher at the University of Nebraska, may be the first to actually find out, scientifically, whether that's really true. She surveyed 304 telemarketers. They weren't so hard to find in Omaha.
We are sort of the call center of the world because of our Midwestern accent that's easy to understand and because of the communications infrastructure here.
When Jones and her colleagues asked the telemarketers whether they suffered voice disabilities, 2 out of 3 said yes. Hoarseness, choking sensations, a burning or scratchy throat. That's just a start. Some reported losing their voice completely, a rather considerable handicap if you're trying to make phone conversation. Now, about 1/3 of the telemarketers did not suffer any problems. So what separates the complainers from the healthy talkers? Jones says smokers and people taking medication that made their throats dry were more likely to suffer voice problems. There were other causes, too.
You know, interestingly enough, with telemarketers, what we found was that the load, like how long they had worked in telemarketing, the hours that they worked, those types of things were not associated with whether they had a problem or not. But those people who complained that the environment was dry, that it was cold, and that they had to raise their voice in order to be heard because it was noisy, they had problems.
And there are personality traits, as Jones delicately puts it, that can endanger your voice. People who go on and on and on and just won't stop, who just have to say things over and over and who talk loudly. They have problems. People in radio, for example. Oh, and caffeine, not good.
I had one too many cups of coffee this morning, and my voice is a little huskier than usual.
Scientifically, all these things exacerbate what happens when we talk a lot. It's called repetitive collision of the vocal folds. If you need to know more, you can find out in the latest issue of the Archives of Otolaryngology. Perhaps, one might ask, the human voice just isn't made to telemarket. Maybe they should all just quit. Well, to be fair, the people at risk are not just the ones who call at dinner time with the hard sell. There are also people who take plane and car rental reservations and people who do surveys that help us understand whether Americans prefer scented or unscented deodorant soap. There are singers and people who make commercials and even, Jones reports, aerobics instructors. Jones is trained as a physical therapist and wants people to feel better about their voices. She reminds those in the voice professions to treat their instruments well.
If I ran a telemarketing business, I would really look closely at helping my employees stop smoking, and I'd have as much water as they could drink, and I wouldn't have caffeinated beverages in the vending machine.
Gee, a sedentary job, repetitive tasks, low pay, and no caffeine. If that sounds like too much to give up, at least get off the coffee and into tea. Tea has caffeine, though the typical cup has less than a cup of coffee. And in other scientific news this week, it's found that habitual tea drinkers, that's people who drink a cup or so a day for years, have stronger bones. Researchers in Taiwan report in the Archives of Internal Medicine that the bones of these long-term tea drinkers were denser. Dense bones are less likely to fracture, they report. So, if there are any telemarketers or sportscasters or aerobics instructors out there listening, put out those cigarettes and call now. Operators are standing by. And order up some nice, cool iced tea. Decaf. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.